You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, it's Wednesday. That means it's time to talk our state's history.
The United Nations considers a war stopped even more important than a war won.
If our cities go down, in my opinion, our nation will go down.
You have to think about your dream and what you want to do.
All we were trying to do was just get music for all people.
Nowadays, watching sports highlights is as easy as looking at your phone. But a century ago, not so much. In fact, more than 100 years ago, groups were urging the governor of Michigan to suppress the showing of a film that recorded one of the biggest sporting events of the age. To explain further, we welcome back state archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey. So, Mark, what time period are we talking about and what was the sporting event?
We're talking about the summer of 1910, and the sport was boxing, although at that time, it was more widely known as prize fighting.
In fact, that popped in my mind that I remember that term, prize fighting. And so 1910, and what was the event? Who was fighting?
So specifically, we're talking about the fight of the century. This was dubbed the fight of the century. Jack Johnson had recently become the heavyweight champion and was looking to defend that title. And he was matched up against Jim Jeffries, who originally just didn't want to fight him because Jim Jeffries is a white man, does not want to fight Jack Johnson, who's African-American. But he finally gave in to pressure, and the fight was set up for July 4th, 1910, in Reno, Nevada.
And Jack Johnson, if that name's ringing bells for people who are not fight fans, you may remember just very recently, President Trump gave Jack Johnson a posthumous pardon at the suggestion of Sylvester Stallone, who, of course, wrote and, was the reason behind the Rocky film series. What was he being pardoned for?
Well, specifically, he was being pardoned for a violation of the Mann Act. But this really goes back to the fact that he was the first black boxer and the first black champion, and he was just a lightning rod for all, you can imagine, it's 1910, all sorts of racism being directed at him. And a few years after the fight, he was accused of, I think the literal accusation was, transporting a white woman over state lines for immoral reasons, whatever that means. Sounds like a frame-up to me, but it was a violation of this Mann Act, which had only been recently enacted, just another way to exert control over a minority group.
Yeah. Well, so we know he's been posthumously pardoned. But all right, so we're going to head back to 1910. Who was the governor of Michigan at the time of this fight? And what groups were asking the governor of Michigan to suppress this film of the championship bout between Johnson and Jeffries?
The governor was Fred Warner. He was getting all sorts of letters from various groups, including, I'm just reviewing the ones that are in the archives of Michigan, the First Baptist Church in Niles, Michigan wrote him a letter, and various businessmen in Saginaw were writing him letters to suppress the motion picture of this fight that was filmed in 1910. In fact, in June of that same year, there's a letter from the San Francisco Examiner who wrote to Governor Fred Warner stating that the California governor refused to allow the fight to occur in California and wanted him to respond if he would have done the same. It's very unique for a newspaper to be sending out letters like that, so I thought that was interesting. The day after the fight, July 5th, Governor Warner received an urgent telegram from Boston from the United Society of Christian Endeavor. That's a mouthful.
It is.
Imploring him to suppress the film and save the public from more rioting. It basically said, you know, there's riots occurring all over the country and you need to not show this film because it'll just encourage more rioting.
Because?
Well, it seems in 1910, people didn't really like the, you know, motion picture of a black man beating the tar out of a white man.
Which is what happened at this fight.
Yeah, it was a 15-round fight. It was never close. Jeffries said later on that even at his best, he would have never come close to touching Johnson. So he was just brutalized for 15 rounds and lost the fight.
Now, I'm just curious, why were they pressuring Michigan? Because the fight was in Reno.
Yeah. Obviously, this isn't a uniquely Michigan story, but yeah. I think it's interesting that it found its way all the way to Michigan. So those telegrams were going to probably all the states or many of the states. Mm-hmm. The rioting, as reported after the fight, spread to around 25 states, 50-some cities. And there was real violence. There were people, some reports up to 20 African Americans were killed in the aftermath and hundreds injured. But I think we really have to be careful when we talk about the word rioting.
Yeah.
This was mostly white people using this as an excuse to just take their frustrations out on the African American population.
And did any of this happen in Michigan?
I scoured the newspapers and didn't find any written accounts of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Detroit News reported on the fight, but there was no mention of any sort of rioting or disturbances afterward. They were just reporting on the results of the fight.
And so the governor got pressured to, let's suppress this. What happened? Did Michiganders get to see the film of the fight?
This is 5 years before Birth of the Nation, the film that's, on the AFI Top 100 and is so instrumental in our discussions about race and filmmaking in America. So this is 5 years before that. So think of the power of motion pictures, and then you add in the weight of a black man beating a former white champion. It was just too much for people to bear. It's hard to tell if the film was shown in Michigan or not. I did some checking in newspaper sources. It was sort of like proving a negative. You don't have lots of articles saying that it wasn't shown, but we know that even President Roosevelt advised against showing the film widely at the time because of potential unrest. So as far as I know, it's uncertain whether it was shown or not.
Well, if you want progress, you think about what happened with that Jack Johnson fight against Jeffries, and just roll ahead a few decades to Muhammad Ali. And you could say, yes, there has been some progress.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. I think an interesting postscript for Johnson is, he was indicted on that violation of the Mann Act and basically had enough of the racism here in the States and looked to England as a more tolerant place to go and ply his trade. And so he got there and really ran into the same thing. They had suppressed the film there, and they were trying to line up a fight between the English champion, Billy Wells, who was a bombardier in the Army, a war hero. And so England was okay with it until he went to challenge their white champion. And then everyone was against him fighting Wells, to the point that Winston Churchill actually bowed to public pressure and didn't allow the fight to happen.
Well, did he ever fight again?
He did. And actually, he fought in Detroit later in his career against a gentleman from Kalamazoo. But I think if anyone's really interested in his story, of course, there's Ken Burns' Unforgivable Blackness documentary, and also the book by Teresa Runstetler called Jack Johnson, Rebel Sojourner. So both of those are great places to learn more about him.
State archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey, thank you for sharing the story of the campaign to keep the movie of a heavyweight championship fight away from the Michigan public. Thanks so much.
Thank you.